and I'll just chip in as is my habit.
Guten Abend, Bouville. Hier ist Robert. Und meine... Oh no, get the gender right now.
Meine...
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Meine... Hang on. It should have an S in it. Freundin. Meine Freundin. Fee.
Yeah. I think Fee would be Fee in German.
Do you think... Okay. Wie geht's?
Es geht mir sehr gut.
Ja. Und ich.
Should we go English now?
Yeah, let's go English. Hello, boo people. I'm sitting in Wagamama. If you've been listening to my other boo, you'll know that we're in Wagamama already. But but if you haven't listened to it, then you won't know that. So we're sitting at the back of Wagamama. We have food.
We do.
Fee is eating some yucky tofu thing, and I've got
some yucky tofu.
And I've got yucky soba.
He was beautifully describing all these beers, and then he says that about my food.
I'm gonna have a bit more beer.
It's all too much for you. You've got to
have a beer. It is. Fee and I and Fee wanted to. To do a boo, because we don't often do them, do we?
No, not much.
No. And hang on, I'm just going to have a spoonful of my thing before it goes cold.
It might be hot, so be careful.
Okay.
Seriously, be careful, because it
okay.
is hot.
I am being seriously careful. Very serious. I am winding the noodles around the spoon, giving them time to air in the draft, flowing around...
In a good way. But you are an idiot.
Takes one to know one.
Yes, quite right.
Well, we wanted to do a boo because we've got something to tell you.
Yep.
Is it good so far?
It is. So we sort of met each other via boo in last autumn, didn't we?
We did. I replied to a boo, I think, recording some fireworks.
Firework championship back in September.
And Fee eventually got round to replying to me.
But before that, a mutual friend of ours had forwarded an email that Robert had sent and said, "You know lots of people who are visually impaired, can you forward this to people?"
It was when I was trying to get people, visually impaired people in audio boo to raise their heads above the parapet and say who they were.
And what they used audio
What they used audio boo for, absolutely. And we got a good number of replies. And there were a few people who promised that they would do replies and didn't quite manage it.
This cough's terrible.
It's terrible, terrible. Very good, thank you very much.
I have to close the kitchen, I'm doing last orders. You'll be okay with the drinks and the food at the moment?
I think I'm fine.
Will you still be serving desserts?
If you order with me now, I can prepare the cakes. When you're ready, I will serve you the cakes.
Can I just have a look?
Of course, have a look, I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Audio boo, watch this space.
Yeah.
I'll just pause for a minute so they don't have to listen to dessert finding.
Right.
So. I welcome back to the next thing.
We were talking about the rubbish visually impaired people who didn't do the boo despite promising it.
We were, and a certain person in replying to another boo of mine, in fact it was after being prompted by this friend. Promised faithfully to do such a recording, and I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
I live in hope, though.
Oh, but you told me I didn't need to do it now.
Oh, yeah, sorry. But since then, the two said people, one would be me and one would be the person sitting next to me.
Yeah. Me!
have talked quite a lot.
Mainly via audio boo.
Mainly via audio boo, absolutely. And a little bit via Skype and telephone and in person You'll know that I stopped off in Worcester on the way back from seeing my sister, and then Fee came to London, and then we met up in Birmingham. And Birmingham's my new favourite place.
Mm.
Because, Fee?
Because. We went to our think tank, and that was really good.
Yeah.
And especially when Robert's bridge went wrong, that was funny. That hasn't been booed yet, but it will be, don't worry.
I'm worrying.
I know, you should be. But it's alright, because we're friends again now.
just friends?
Well, this don't get ahead of you.
Sorry, don't want to ruin the surprise here. Forget I said that.
We then got lost on the way to a Thai restaurant that we eventually found.
That's true.
And then Robert decided, oh, I'm not going to bother catching a train because I'd have to rush the meal and that would be rubbish.
Yep.
And you're thinking about me maybe getting a bus home. But I suddenly thought, actually, I don't really want to do that because it was 11:20 bus. Most pubs in the UK close at 11.
And basically, Fee was worried that she would scare all the other people on the bus.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, to disturb you again.
Could I order another juice like this, please?
Sure.
So it was the orange apple and passion fruit.
Regular large?
Large, please.
Okay.
And also the coconut...
coconut ice cream.
Thingy? Yeah, please.
Okay. You okay, mate?
Nothing for me.
Okay, maybe fine. I can get you 2 spoons.
Okay. All right,
you can do that. Thank you. Yeah.
So we booked 2 rooms in a travel lodge.
We did.
In the end. And I'll tell you what, anyone who wants to stay or thinks they might want to stay in a travel lodge, book it beforehand, because it's flipping expensive otherwise.
It is, yeah.
So don't do that, what we did, and book it beforehand.
What we did? Was that?
What we did.
Oh, what we did.
Yeah. Book it beforehand. And it's cheaper. Unless you have to book it on the night like we did.
If you're getting bored, everyone, wind forward about 3 hours and we'll get to the point.
We were talking lots in Robert's room. And then...
Yes.
About, you know, lots of deep stuff.
Yeah.
Deep and meaningful things.
Like the weather.
Yeah, right. And then Robert reached across and very gently took hold of my hand. And we talked quite a lot more and found out that we'd actually both felt something for each other since last autumn, but not said. Because we didn't want to spoil our friendship and things like that.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
At the moment, I can only get you orange juice. The ice cream are fine, but the only orange juice.
Oh, there's only orange juice.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't think I'll. No, I don't think I'll worry you.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Can you do a spritzer? White wine spritzer or not?
No, I can do it like spritzer is like a white wine
soda
with sparkling water. I can get you sparkling water and white wine.
Can I just have white wine?
Of course you can. And the ice cream as well. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Sorry about that, guys.
It's all right.
Absolutely.
Could be more fun. Oh yes, we have had a couple of glasses of wine, which might have made us both a bit braver.
Quite possibly, and we talked quite a lot, didn't we?
We did. I don't actually think we slept that night,
well,
did we?
Well, we talked enough that the sun came up before we slept at all.
Yeah. And also the other reason nothing had happened sooner was that there were other issues in my life that prevented things progressing. Which have been resolved now to a fashion. So basically, Robert and I are in a relationship.
Big squeeze.
And now he's giving me a big hug, which is really nice. And it's all probably a bit sickening for Boober.
Yeah, you've probably all turned off by now.
Yeah.
But we sort of thought that we had to tell the Booniverse, the Boocamoo, whoever they are, Booville, the people of Audio Boo, because
Boobies.
because without Audio Boo, this wouldn't have happened.
Not really, no.
No.
In fact, no, it definitely wouldn't. Because you'd followed me for ages, hadn't you?
I had, yeah. That sounds really bad.
No, on Audio Boo. I had no idea, you know. I hadn't really... I'd seen this character called Rudgenet, but I just thought,
yeah.
What a weird username, and didn't really think about it.
Not half as weird as Fidden.
Do you know what? I listened to your first message to me the other day.
Yeah, did I say
and
Fidden?
You said, hello, Fidden. You said that, yeah.
The wonders of, the wonders of voiceover, for those who... listen to this, the very small number of people who don't use voiceover on audio
book.
Fantastic.
Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
When you're ready for ice cream, just give a little
kiss. Okay. Somehow. Yes, so those who don't use voiceover pronounces things in funny ways sometimes. And
those who are light dependent.
Or at least more light dependent than me.
Otherwise known as sightlings.
So yes.
We love you. We love you, sightlings. We do. You're quite useful.
What, for providing guides?
Yeah. Actually, it was quite funny because a friend of mine said, when I told him the news, he wasn't very surprised. And he said something like, so that's you not going out with another blind person out the window, then? I was like, oh yeah, that.
So yeah, Audio Boo, this is us.
Yeah.
Anything else to say? I don't know what else to say, really.
We're a couple now.
We are. Never squeeze.
And he's cuddling me, and it's probably all getting too slushy.
It probably is.
I think we better.
But we'll stop at this point. Yeah.
I think we should. Really.
Yeah.
I think for the Boo Commu's collective sanity, you know.
Yeah, yeah. We'll stop there. But thank you for listening, and best wishes and good night to you all.
Yep. Good night.
Good night. That's a quick addendum to that message. I have to be a quick one because my food's going cold. If there are any lovely sighted people out there,
we do love you really.
If anybody could tell us if the photograph on this Boo is any good, that would be really helpful. Thank you, because it was taken by me holding my phone out in front of us, and I haven't got a clue really whether it's any good. Right, good night again.